好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
今天讲到的题目是又得见证的机会。
The sermon title today is Another Chance to Witness.
我们开始讲到以前有一个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before the preaching, let's pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你让保罗的整个行程，让我们也看见自己生命当中的使命啊。
Lord, we thank you through Paul's journey. You let us see the mission you give to us.
我们从保罗的生命当中看见，原来作为上帝的儿女，这一生最重要的使命就是为你做见证。
From Paul's life, you just let us see the most important thing in life is to witness for you.
我们看见保罗的生命是无论得失不得失，总要救些人呐。
In Paul's life, whether in season or out of season, just always just preach God's words.
无论得失不得失，务要传道。
In any circumstance, and just have to share God's words.
主啊，这是你赐给我们的使命。
Lord, this is the mission you give to us.
求主继续的与我们同在吧。
Lord, please continue to be with us.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，又得见证的机会。
Another chance to witness.
又得见证的机会对于保罗来讲是宝贵中的宝贵了。
For Paul, actually, another chance to testify for God, that is such a precious opportunity.
保罗当时的属灵生命的光景是怎样的呢？
How's the spiritual life condition of Paul during that time?
简单的讲，就是去罗马是异将，异向为主做见证是使命啊。
To explain simply, going to Rome is a vision, and witness for the Lord is a mission.
异向使命就成为保罗这一生的写照。
Vision and the mission, it just become and the goal in Paul's life.
然后一次又一次的得到了为主做见证的机会啊。
So again and again, he just received the opportunity to testify for God.
今天的经文告诉我们说，保罗又得到了一次为主做见证的机会了。
From today's verse, and just that let us know, Paul had another opportunity to witness.
就是因亚基帕王来到而得到的机会啊。
It's an opportunity that came with the arrival of King Agrippa.
这也是一个比较特别的机会，对吧？
This is a special chance.
好，我们来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
获准分数讲根由啊。
Reasons for being allowed to subcomplain.
此话怎讲呢？
So how do we explain this?
保罗在前往罗马的路上呢？
On Paul's way to Rome.
他其实就是要透过为主做见证的机会，完成神所托付给他的使命。
He wanted to use the opportunity to witness for God, to fulfill the mission entrusted to him by God.
那具体这个过程是怎么展开的呢？
How did the process start?
首先是礼多人不怪。
First of all, it is not strange to give courtesy to people.
基督徒面对权贵当持有怎样的态度呢？
So what attitude should Christians have facing the people in power?
我们通常从小长到大的文化背景是我们见到官就有点害怕，对吧？
With our cultural background, usually when we see the officials, we have the fear.
然后害怕完以后说话都软趴趴，就变成阿谀奉承了。
And then when we talk, and since we're just weak in heart, we just become just kind of say the flatter words.
心里软弱，口中的话语也软弱，就慢慢堕落成谄媚的态度了。
And later, and just the corrupted to just like the bribery.
如果心中对官员还有些目的，甚至可能会去贿赂他呀。
And if the people have some goal, the purpose in mind, they will even just complicity.
现在的官员，收到你给他的贿赂，他也会把你拉下水，以至于你跟他会同流合污啊。
Nowadays, if the officials bring just bribe by you, and they will just pull you down.
当然这些都是羞辱神、不讨神喜悦的事情啊。
Of course, these are all things that dishonor and that displease God.
基督徒是不应该如此这般的态度，对吧？
Therefore, as a Christian, we shouldn't have this kind of attitude.
对待官员当然也没有必要，对待在上掌权者也没有必要怒目圆睁、针锋相对、势不两立，也没这个必要吧。
However, when we face those that the people, the officials in authority, it is that not necessary to be angry, confrontational, and irreconcilable.
那么到底我们对待在上掌权者应该是一个怎样的态度呢？
Then what kind of attitude should we have to face these that the people in authority?
从一个终极关怀的原则来讲，我们是所走路是不一样，我们是回天家，他们是下地狱的。
The ultimate concern of our principle is And of course, we should just follow the God's value.
但是在有限的时空条件当中呢？
However, in the limited time and the space,
基督徒也不要因为自己是上会上往上走，这些人会往下走，就心里边产生骄傲的感觉，那也是不对的。
So, as a Christian, we shouldn't have the pride that we thought we are just going just to the upper, and those people, the worldly people, just going down.
但是我们至少可以怎么做呢？
At least, what we can do is.
这就是今天经文给了我们一个原则了。
So here's a principle from today's scriptures.
就是我们常常说的所谓的礼貌原则。
That is a principle of politeness.
亚基帕王从菲斯都巡抚那里得了权柄。
King Agrippa received authority from the governor of Festus.
所以他就准许呢，准许这个亚基帕王可以，主持这一场对保罗的这个非正式的听证会了。
And therefore, he just allowed Paul to just conduct this informal hearing.
啊，保罗怎么面对这个亚基帕王呢？
How did Paul face King Agrippa?
亚基帕保罗是用伸手，圣经说用伸手来。表达对亚基帕王的尊重。
Paul showed courtesy by extending his hand.
这个伸手按照原文的来看，它就是敬礼的意思。
So the meaning of extending his hand, that means that is a saluting.
没有说是怎样的礼节了。
It just didn't say what kind of the manner it is.
那也不是东方，也不是西方。反正就当时那个时代背景当中所用的一种礼节了。
It's just based on this kind of according to the time and this kind of saluting.
Yeah, 好，这是保罗他得到一个为主做见证的机会。
So that's the opportunity Paul received to witness for God.
那么从使徒行传算起来看呢？
If we look at the book of the Acts.
Yeah, 这是保罗第三篇的做见证的自我申诉的信息了。
So this is aPaul's third self-appeal.
第一篇在22章的3章21节。
The first one, that is in the Acts chapter 22, verse 3-21.
第二篇在24章的10-21。
And the second appeal is in Acts chapter 24, verse 10-21.
所以我想有一天我们回到天家去，我们为主做了几次见证，天上的天使也在数着呢。
So I'm just thinking, one day when we return to the heaven, and also God will just count,Like how many times we just testify for him?
好，其次是被控的缘由。
Secondly, the reason for being accused.
保罗尝试向亚基帕说明到底为什么犹太人要起诉他呢？
Paul tried to explain to Agrippa why the Jews wanted to persecute him.
保罗尝试想说明，其实都源于犹太人自古以来就有的从神而来的一个指望。
Actually, Paul tried to tell them that it all stemmed from the hope that all Jews had from ancient times.
而这个指望呢，是因着亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各而来的选民身份以及使命。
And this hope is the just like identity and the mission of the elect that came from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
其实就是叫万民因着以色列人认识耶和华嘛。
Which is to make all nations know God through the people of Israel.
那为什么他要跟亚基帕王讲这个呢？
Why did Paul want to tell Agrippa this?
因为亚基帕王他本身他是以东人啊。
Because King Agrippa actually he's an Edomite.
以东是以扫的后裔啊。
So, Edom that is the descendant of Esau.
以扫呢又是雅各的哥哥呀。
Esau is the older brother of Jacob.
那以扫和雅各都是以撒的孩子啊。
Esau and Jacob, they both are the sons of Isaac.
而以撒又是亚伯拉罕的孩子。
And Isaac is the son of Abraham.
所以保罗其实是在找跟这个希律王的一个共同点，帮助他能够理解了。
Actually, Paul is trying to find a common point for the King Herod to understand.
也是借着双方共同的熟悉点去谈。他所要表达的陌生点，这是教育学的第一经律啊。
So Paul is trying to use the common information that they both know and to explain about the things he doesn't know. So this kind of the golden rule of education.
这里边我们仿佛也听见保罗在对亚基帕王所说的这个信息点到底在哪里。
It just tells us what is the information, what is the point Paul is trying to tell King Agrippa.
保罗是说，你作为上帝所设立的王，就是亚基帕王，就是这个希律王啊。
So as King Agrippa appointed by God, that is also the King Herod.
你今天能够来听我的分数，对我来讲实属感恩呐、啊。
So Paul is trying to express said, I'm really grateful that you came to listen to my case today.
那其实保罗也不是在这里阿谀奉承，乃是说的大实话。
Paul is not trying to flatter him. He just tells the truth.
那保罗为什么这么讲呢？
Why did Paul say so?
因为你是懂得犹太人的文化呀。
Because you understand Jewish culture.
你也知道犹太人的历史嘛。
And you know the Jews' history.
以及信仰的缘由怎么来的你都知道。
You also understand their origin of the beliefs.
而且你也可以从犹太人的背景来了解我的成长背景啊。
And you can also understand my background from my Jewish background.
远的不说，就是讲近的话，我过去曾经是法利赛人的背景，这你应该知道的嘛。
If not talking about the long time ago, just talking about recent, especially my background as a Pharisee in the past.
Yeah, 我们的语言、文化、宗教等，都是我们相互之间可以以此为熟悉的沟通要件。
Also, language, culture, religion, etc. will greatly enhance the communication between us.
好，最后是复活的可信。
Finally, the resurrection is credible.
Yeah, 保罗在这里讲了一个然而。
Here, Paul said the word.
他说：“我与大祭司之间的分歧到底在哪里呢
？”However, so what is the disagree that between me and the high priest?
其实就是在于耶稣基督是否从死里复活。
And that is the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
这是最后基督徒和大祭司和犹太教之间的根本区别在这里。
That's the main, the basic difference between the high priest and Christian.
因为如果承认耶稣基督从死里复活呢，那犹太人就得把上帝给杀了吧。
Because if they confess that Jesus that is the resurrection from the dead, and then they will just kill him.
那如果不承认耶稣基督从死里复活呢？
If they just do not admit that,
那新约的教会的根基就不见了嘛。
And then the foundation of the New Testament will be gone.
这是保罗和大祭司之间根本的冲突与矛盾不可调和的。
That is the main conflict and between the high priest and Paul.
我们今天信仰也是一样啊。
It's the same today as our belief.
我们和一些无神论的政权呢，一些敌基督的政权呢，分歧也是在这里，关于耶稣基督是否从死里复活。
So the difference between the Christian and the atheist or the antichrist, that is also the same about the resurrection.Of death, of the
如果敌基督的政权，他也同样是承认耶稣从死里复活呢
？If the Antichrist also agreed and admit that the Jesus who rose from the dead，
那他还敢去逼迫基督徒吗
？And would he still dare to persecute a Christian？
他就不敢了嘛。
Of course, he would not dare to。
呀，其实关于相信死人复活的事情来讲呢。其实也并不是什么特别的困难的事情。
Actually, to understand the rose from dead, it's not that difficult.
那么到底难在哪里呢
？So what is the hard part?
关键是要相信是神的儿子吧。
The key is then to believe and that the heart to believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
要是神的儿子耶稣基督从死里复活。
And it's Jesus Christ who rose from the dead.
因为只有他从死里复活了。我们才有复活的盼望啊
！Only when Jesus was resurrected from the dead, then we have hope of resurrection.
圣经不是记载拉撒路也从死里复活呀
？Didn't the Bible just record Lazarus resurrected?
但是复活了之后，不是还得死吗
？After Lazarus resurrected, he still would die.
呀，先知碰到原来那些骸骨也从死里复活。最后不还得死吗
？And the same for those prophets, and when they were resurrected, and then later they also just died.
历史上也不乏关于复活的故事，对吧
？There are also many stories and even records about the resurrection history.
甚至包括一些历史学的记载都很清楚，都有这样的记载的。
That also includes that recorded in history.
但是唯有耶稣基督的复活才是永远的复活。
However. Only the resurrection of Jesus is the eternal resurrection.
是出死入生的复活。
It's a resurrection from death to life.
唯有耶稣基督的复活才有可能，才有权柄胜过死亡的权柄的复活，对吧
？And only Christ's resurrection that shatters the power of death.
其实这是基督教有别于其他宗教的唯一标准，或者是一个检验吧。
It is also the only standard or test that distinguishes Christianity from the other religions.
所以从新旧两约的关系来看呢？
Therefore, looking at the relation between the Old Testament and the New Testament,
要复活是神借着赐给亚伯拉罕的应许，连于元首基督的唯一纽带啊。
Therefore, the resurrection is the only link God has to Christ through the promises given to Abraham.
这是保罗的开场白，就直接告诉亚基帕王，这就是我和大祭司之间要不可调和矛盾的原因与由来了。
So this is the open statement from Paul to King Agrippa about why he was trying to appeal.
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
感人见证，动真情啊。
Touching testimony of true feelings.
呀，保罗的见证讲的都是自己的故事。
Paul's testimony tells his own story.
所以读起来，听起来是令人动容的。
Therefore, it is moving to read.
因为所说的事呢，都是真的。
Because everything he said was true.
呀，保罗所说的都是旁人不难去印证的。
Everything Paul said was easy for others to verify.
坦率讲，保罗的见证法对我的影响也是深刻的。
To be honest, Paul's testimony also really moved my heart.
我自从做传道人以后，讲道、讲见证、讲分享，讲的例子尽可能用我自己亲身的经历。
Since I became the minister and when I shared the testimony, I just used my own experience.
因为我所讲的东西呢，都是这个时代的人可以在旁一同来印证，看我讲的是真还是假的。
Because what I share, and people can others can easily to verify.
我想这也是保罗当年他讲见证时候所用的策略与方法吧。
I think that's a Paul's method and strategy when he shared witness for God.
我其实也鼓励弟兄姐妹也学习用这种方法来讲见证。
I also encourage brother sister just share your testimony with your own the real life.
其实见证的能力最大的能力就是一个字，就是真。
The greatest power to testify for God that is to be real.
好，首先是从前逼迫主耶稣。
First, he persecuted the Lord Jesus in the past.
呀，说他逼迫主耶稣的不是别人，乃是也是正是主耶稣基督自己了。
So the person who said that the Paul persecuted the Lord was none other than Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus himself.
这里面其实告诉我们一个很重要的真理啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, here we're told one thing.
当有人去逼迫基督徒的时候呢？
That is that when someone just persecuted the Christian.
他就是逼迫主耶稣了。
Actually, they're persecuting the Lord.
就是逼迫上帝了。
And they're persecuting God.
就是逼迫这位创天造地宇宙万物的主宰了。
They're just persecuting the Creator.
其实这个真理是对历世历代所有逼迫神儿女的人的一个警告、报应、咒诅、刑罚为一个清晰的彰显。
This is a manifestation of warning, retribution, curse, and a punishment to those who have persecuted God's children throughout the ages.
但是曾经逼迫过基督徒的人并不是绝望。
However, whoever used to persecute the Christian,Doesn't mean they're hopeless.
保罗就亲身去见证说法。
Paul personally testified that at a time.
因为他就是当年曾经把基督徒囚在监里边。
And during the time, the Christians were just imprisoned and tortured. Just
而且是屡屡用刑杀害定罪，甚至亵渎主名啊。
And they were tortured, killed, and also just committed, and they just bless him and the name of the Lord.
而保罗做这些事情都是从大祭司、祭司长那里得了权柄。
Paul gained his authority from the chief priest that to do this.
当时的保罗可以说是耀武扬威、飞扬跋扈。
During that time, and Paul is just kind of so powerful and domineering.
以致初代教会的弟兄姐妹听见保罗的名字就闻风丧胆了。
Therefore, the brother and sister in the early church.And they became just frightened when they heard Paul's name.
我猜呢，亚基帕王多少可能也听过保罗的威名啊。
I guess perhaps King Agrippa had heard of Paul's name.
当然，他只是感到好奇啊。
Of course, he may be just curious.
怎么保罗就突然间改弦易张，更换门楣了呢
？And how come it suddenly Paul changed his ways and changed his lintel?
人的心都是好奇的嘛。
people's heart just in very in the curiosity.
有的时候，上帝也用这种好奇心，也用我们各位的见证，对吧？
And sometimes God just uses our curiosity, also our testimony.
其实我能够信耶稣，在我从小长到大的发小朋友面前听起来，也是很令人感到很好奇的。
Also the same, and for my friend, they're also very curious why I believe in Jesus.
无论从哪个角度，好像都不太合理。
No matter from any angle to look at me, it seems like it's not reasonable.
但是主的恩典就是如此这般的临到了我，我就成了信耶稣的人了。
However, it's by God's grace, I just became the one believing Jesus.
好，其次是大光之中遇见主。
Secondly, meet the Lord in the great light.
保罗就继续说了。
Paul continued.
他说我领了祭司长的权柄和命令。
At that time, I received authority and command from the chief priest.
那领了这个命令权柄做什么呢？
After I received the authority, and what did I do?
他说我要前往大马士。
I went to Damascus.
那大马士是什么地方呢？
What kind of place is Damascus?
大马士就是今天叙利亚的首都大马士革了。
Damascus is the capital of Syria today.
那从耶路撒冷到大马士革的距离大概有多远呢？
How far what is the distance from Jerusalem to Damascus?
我算了一些，大概就相当于达拉斯到 Houston 吧。
I just kind of calculate it is equivalent to the distance from Dallas to Houston.
大约是有350公里。
About 350 kilometers.
就是大约250英里吧。
About 250 miles.
早上出发约下午十分的时候呢。
So setting off in the morning, just around noon time.
保罗就在这条路上遇见了大光。
Paul encountered the great light.
那为什么说是大光呢？
Why is it said to be a great light?
保罗描述这个光是一种怎样的光呢？
So what kind of light Paul described?
他说这个光是从天发下来的光。
And Paul said, I saw on the way a light from heaven.
而这个光比日头还要亮，比太阳的光还要亮。
And this light is brighter than the sun.
而且它不是从一个方向照，它四面来照我。
That shone around me and that shone around me.
叫我无处躲藏啊。
And I just cannot hide anywhere.
而且不是单单照我一个人，与我同行的人都被这个大光所照到。
So the light is shone around me and those who journeyed with me.
不仅有光，还有声音在对我说话呀。
Not only that, but a voice said to me.
他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我呀？”
Saul, so why are you persecuting me?
从天上来的声音不是上帝是谁呀？
So the voice from up high.If it's not from God, so who's from?
保罗的反应很快，他说：“主啊，你是谁呀？”
So Paul reacted so quickly. He said, "Lord, who are you?"
主就直接回答他说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣啊。”
The Lord said, "I'm Jesus, who you persecute."
你用脚踢刺是疼的。
And it's just painful if you just kick the
你知道我是谁吗？
You know who I am.
我可是那位创天造地的宇宙的主宰，你怎敢来逼迫我呢？
I'm the creator of the universe, so how could you persecute me?
保罗听到这一句话。
After Paul heard this.
今天那些逼迫基督徒的在上掌权者听到没有呢？
So today, the people in the high authority and officials, so do you hear it?
保罗同样对亚基帕王也在发出一个邀请。亚基帕王，你听到这个声音没有呢？
Paul also gave the invitation to King Agrippa. Did you hear this voice?
你可能没有直接听到，但是你至少现在是间接听到了，对吧？
Maybe you didn't hear it directly, but today you hear this indirectly.
你知道这个从上面而来的声音对我保罗来讲，如同是晴天霹雳啊。
And do you understand? And this voice came from up to the heaven. It's just like a bolt from the blue to me.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，各位福音朋友，你听到这样的声音吗？
Dear brothers and sisters, dear gospel friends.Do you hear this?
从天上而来的声音。
The voice from up in heaven.
好，最后是生命回转归向神。
Finally, life is turned back to God.
我过往从大祭司那里领受的自以为是，保罗说啊。
So Paul said, the self-righteousness I had received.
如今全然颠倒过来了。
And now, it's completely reversed.
原来人世间的一切荣华富贵。
It just turned out all those that wills, the glory, wills, and the reputation in the world.
一切名誉地位。
All this reputation status.
或者是被人赏识等等。
Or this kind of the so-called recognition.
如同是被大祭司所赏识，对吧？
And they're just admired by the high priest.
如今对我保罗来讲，都不过是粪土了。
Now to me, it's nothing, just but rubbish.
从今以后，为神做见证就是我保罗一生的使命。
From now on, it is my life mission and to bear witness for God.
啊，主就是我的以马内利了。
The Lord is my Emmanuel.
我说的主就是主耶稣基督了。
The Lord, I mean Lord Jesus Christ.
而且他必助我脱离百姓和外邦人的手。
And he will just help me escape from the hands of the people in the Gentiles.
为什么说是百姓和外邦人的手呢？
So why do I say it's the hands of the people in the Gentiles?
因为保罗回到了自己的地方，回到耶路撒冷。
Because Paul returned to Jerusalem.
自己的百姓要去控诉他，要去杀害他，有四十个敢死队要杀他呀。
And the people of Jews, they want to kill him, the so-called the death soldier.
他去亚细亚传福音，那些外邦人也要杀他。
When Paul tried to share the gospel in Asia, the people there also tried to kill him.
在世人的眼中看来，保罗也如同是过街的老鼠，人人喊打呀。
So in the world's eyes, and Paul just like it, and the one everyone want to kill him.
正是在如此这般的困难的光景当中，保罗却相信有他的主，也是我们的主，会必会助他脱离百姓和外邦人的手。
In such kind of difficulties, and Paul believed God will help him to escape from the hands of the people and the Gentiles.
凡是行真理的人
，whoever who just fulfill God's that the truth，
都难免会经历一种好像众叛亲离的感觉，对吧
？Inevitably, you will just experience this kind of the bad situation.
耶稣当年就是经历整个合成的耶路撒冷一起喊说：“钉死他！钉死他！”钉死他，对吧
？In Jesus' time, the whole city of Jerusalem, they all say, "Nail him, nail him."
他在那一刹那当中，他仿佛失掉了整个耶路撒冷合成人的心呐、
啊。It seems that、like、all the time he just lost the people's heart.
保罗也是这样，无论走到哪里，他都是被人喊打喊杀的那个对象。
Same as Paul, wherever he go, and people just call him, "Kill him, kill him."
但是丝毫影响不了保罗继续往前行他的使命之路。
However, this.Does not hinder Paul's vision.
他说神要差我到外邦人那里去。
He said God will send me to the Gentiles.
那差派他去那里做什么呢
？So what will he do to the Gentiles?
要叫他们的眼睛得开呀、啊。
To open their eyes.
从黑暗归向光明啊。
And turn them from darkness to light.
从撒旦的权柄之下归向上帝啊。
And from the power of Satan to God.
又因信我得蒙赦罪啊。
And also, just that through the faith in me, you receive forgiveness of sin.
和一切成圣的人同得基业。
And an inheritance with all those who are sanctified.
呀，这一番话可以说是保罗一生的使命宣言和核心价值观的逆转。
These words can be said to be a reversal of Paul's mission statement and core values throughout his life.
呀，我在这里借着今天这堂道鼓励弟兄姐妹。
Through today's sermon, I want to encourage brothers and sisters.
能不能认真来到神的面前祷告祈求
？Can you seriously, sincerely come to the Lord, pray to God?
要寻求一件事情。
Just seek one thing.
要自己动笔把它写下来。
Write it down.
写出你这一生的使命宣言。
Please just write down your own life mission statement.
以及你今天的核心价值观是什么
？And what is your core value?
啊，我鼓励弟兄姐妹每一个人都写。
I encourage every brother and sister write it down.
如果暑期的门训功课，这里是一份功课。
If this is a, we say the homework for the summertime, and this is your homework for discipleship.
就效法保罗在今天这讲的这一堂道吧。
Let's just imitate Paul and through today's sermon.
写出一生的使命宣言。
So write down your life mission statement.
什么是我们的核心价值观
？What is our core value?
要两样东西写出来，好不好？
Please just write down this to you, okay?
这是我们的生命言语啊。
This is the words for our life.
总要有一天要向神交账的。
One day we will give account to God.
好，我们来看第三点。
Let's like the third point.
以理俱争，去罗马。
Argue with reasons to go to Rome.
呀，去罗马仍然是保罗此时此刻从神领受的意象，对不对？
Going to Rome was still the vision Paul received from God at this moment.
保罗说：“亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上而来的意象。”
Paul said, therefore, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
那么保罗到底在讲什么呢？
What was Paul talking about?
保罗的讲述当中对我们有怎样的启示和影响呢？
What kind of this revelation also just the influence to us?
首先他重提使命宣言了。
First, revisit the mission statement.
保罗怎么说呢？
What did Paul say?
他说先在大马士，后在耶路撒冷和犹大全地以及外邦，劝勉他们应当悔改归向神，行事与悔改的心相称。
But declare first to those in Damascus, then in Jerusalem, and throughout all the regions of Judah, and also to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, performing deeds in keeping with their repentance.
这堂道讲到这里，我略略做了一个小小的停顿。
At this point in this sermon, I just paused for a little bit.
我心想，我可能真的要回到使徒行传一章八节那里，看看当年耶稣怎么说的。
So I'm thinking we may need to just go back and to where Jesus said in Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
他说但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，必要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
So the verse said, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judah and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
鼓励弟兄姐妹将这两节经文进行一个对比的一个 study， 一个学习了。
I encourage brother sister just do the comparison for those two verses.
我就提几个问题吧。
Let me just raise up some questions.
有没有看见 这一卷书《圣灵行传》的连贯呢？
Have you seen the continuity in the Acts of the Holy Spirit?
保罗一生都在活出主耶稣基督一章八节的使命。
Paul lived out the mission of the Lord Jesus in chapter 1, verse 8 throughout his life.
更重要的，他是把这个使命应用在他每天的生活中。
Even more important, he applied it to his daily life.
那么你的弟兄姐妹？
What about you, brothers and sisters?
请问使徒行传一章八节什么时候与你曾经产生过关联呢？
So, when does the Acts chapter 1, verse 8 has the relation with you?
好，其次是说真实明白话。
Secondly, speak truthfully and plainly.
我们就读经读到这里，仿佛能够感受到保罗这个时候是被圣灵充满的。
So when we read the verse here, Paul should have been filled with the Holy Spirit at this time.
仿佛语气也开始有些激昂了。
And his tone was somewhat passionate.
他说：“然而我蒙神的帮助，直到今日还站得住，对着尊贵、卑贱、老幼做见证，所讲的。”不外乎，并不外乎众先知和摩西所说的将来必成的事情。
Paul said, "To this day, I have had the help that comes from God, and so I stand here, testify both to small and great, saying nothing but what the prophets and Moses had said would come to pass."
保罗在讲什么呢
？What was Paul talking about？
保罗在对这个希律王说什么呢
？What was Paul telling King Agrippa？
他有一点旧话重提，让他重新回想的这种意念。
Seems like Paul was trying to remind the King Herod.
帮助他了解和明白他和保罗之间彼此的相同点在哪里。
Paul was trying to remind him what the common point they have.
他说我们所相信的神是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，对吧
？The God we believe in, and the God is the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob.
其实也是你。以东人的神啊，亚伯拉罕，对吧
？Abraham is also the Lord of the Edom。
雅各至少，以撒的神至少也是你以东人的神，对不对
？At least the son of the Edom, the God of the Edom, the Isaac is also God of the Edom。
你承不承认是雅各的神是另外一回事
？Whether you believe it's the God of the Jacob, that's another story。
但是至少你所站的角度应该了解我所说的意思啊。
At least。Where is the viewpoint you stand? You should understand what I mean.
那么保罗是什么意思呢
？What does Paul mean?
保罗是问：难道你犹太人不知道吗
？Paul was asking, don't the Jews know all this?
难道你不知道我所讲的其实也是你所明白、所认识的圣经吗
？Don't you agree that what I just said is the Bible that you also agree?
那么接下来第二个问题就会出来了。
Here comes the second question.
你既然知道为什么犹太人在店里要拿住我，还想要杀我呢
？The second question is, not that they knew it. Why did the Jews seize me in the temple and try to kill me?
其实整本圣经都在指向耶稣基督了。
In fact, the entire Bible points to Jesus Christ.
那么指向耶稣基督什么呢？
So what is it pointing to?
就是圣经一直在预言，在说明，在表达，对吧？
Through those prophecies in the Bible, just trying to express this.
呀，就是指向耶稣基督呢，必须受害，而且在死里复活，要首先把光明的道传给百姓和外邦人，这就是耶稣基督所指的意思啊。
That is, Christ must suffer and be resurrected from the dead to first preach the word of light to the people and the Gentiles.
这个其实也是你我所必须明白耶稣基督所指向的意思啊，对吧？
This is also the meaning that you and I, we all need to understand.
好，最后呢，是最终仍去罗马。
In the end, finally going to Rome.
呀，你读保罗的见证，可以说是惊天地泣鬼神，震天动地的，可以说是。
We can say that Paul's testimony can be said to be earth-shattering and mind-blowing.
只是当时在场的听众和观众可能大都不明白，有些可惜了。
It's a pity that it's just that the most of the listeners and the spectator present did understand.
也好像貌似是对牛弹琴啊。
It just seems like to casting pearls before swine.
亚基帕王有没有一点感动？我想可能是有的。
I just wonder whether King Agrippa, his heart is moved.
他说：“你这样劝我，几乎叫我做基督徒了。”
So Agrippa said, "In a short time, would you persuade me to be a Christian?"
他自己也没想到，这个“基督徒”一词是由他的口中出来，以后大家都叫我们是基督徒了。
Out of his expectation, and this is where the word Christian comes from.
好，保罗的见证讲完了。
So here's Paul's testimony is finished.
虽然是非正式的一场听证会。
Even though it's an informal appeal,
但是因为来听的人是有手中握有权柄啊。
However, those the audience, the listeners, they are the one has authority.
所以路加记载说，于是王和巡抚并百尼基与他同坐的人都起来退到里边去了。
Therefore, the author of the Bible, Luke, he recorded, then the king, the governor, Bernice, and those who were sitting with him stood up.
那这个其实是一个法庭。用语啊，就是法官和律师等等陪审团会进到里边谈一谈话的。
It's those just like the term and in the court.
然后圣经记载说他们彼此在对谈呢。
So the Bible said that they just talk among themselves.
他们说什么呢
？What did they say?
他们得到的共识就是这人并没有犯什么该死该绑的罪啊。
So their conclusion is this man is doing nothing to deserve death or imprisonment.
最根基性的保罗无罪的结论在这就笃定了。
The conclusion that Paul was not guilty was firmly established here.
这当然我们听起来是一件好事，保罗是无罪嘛，对吧？
So for us, and it seems like it's a good result.
但是也有悲哀之处啊。
However, there's a sad part.
这个悲哀之处就是这个王、巡抚等等这些权贵们与福音就擦肩而过了。
However, the sad part is the king, the governor, and the other and dignitaries ignore the gospel.
圣经说亚基帕又对菲斯都说，这人若没有上告于该撒，就可以释放了。
The Bible says that Agrippa also said to Festus, if this man had not appealed to Caesar, he would just have been released.
神又一次的让我们看见他的掌管与权柄。他说要保罗去罗马，事就这样一步一步的应验实现了。
So once again, we just see that God just allowed just Paul just go to Rome and just make it the things just come true step by step.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
保罗又得到一次为主做见证的机会了。
Paul just had another opportunity to witness for God.
要为了保罗继续去罗马为主做见证呢
？In order for Paul to continue to go to Rome to bear witness for the Lord.
神是启用了巡抚、希律王以及一众权贵们为保罗站台啊。
God used the governor, King Herod, and a group of the dignitaries to stand up for Paul.
神甚至也借着亚基帕王的口为保罗做见证。
God even just God testified for Paul through the mouth of King Agrippa.
从他的口下的结论，保罗并没有罪。
So his testament is Paul was not guilty.
然而他们却遗憾地与福音擦肩而过了。
However, sadly, they just passed by the gospel.
当然，保罗还要继续的前往罗马，奔向使命之路啊。
Of course, Paul continued on to Rome on the road of his mission. Let's pray.
天父，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
谢谢你又赐给保罗一次为你做见证的机会。
Lord, we thank you once again. You just give Paul the opportunity to witness for you.
从耶路撒冷 到该萨利亚，这是第三次为你做见证了。
From Jerusalem to Caesarea, this is Paul's third time to witness.
我们看见神你的手，你的恩手在带领。
Lord, we see your gracious hands is guiding him.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们愿一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May all the glory and the praise be yours.
求主继续的带领我们吧。
May you continue to guide us, Lord.
帮助我们能够与神同行。
Help us to walk with you, God.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Listen to our prayer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.